See if we can get some talking mechanisms on here.
Hello.
Doug, how's it going? It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
I heard you said you were busy. Work's got you tied up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's every day.
Oh. Yeah, that's awesome, though. Hey, I was calling you back because I know you wanted to talk yesterday. Unfortunately, you know, you were busy. I understand that. Wanted to see if you had any progress on what we talked about. I think it was it Wednesday we talked?
Tuesday or Wednesday. I want to pursue putting this Google search thing in Lexington. You said you could give another address and still have my phone number and my address on the thing. Is that what we did?
Yeah, so I can, if you want to target Lexington, we can do two options. We can do one where we can do Google advertising, which that's what we were planning on doing over there, right? And we can, but if we do just Google advertising over there, we can target Lexington. If you want to do Google advertising and local SEO with your website there, it will also populate on the first page as well. That would need to have another pin verification address in Lexington. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So, but we could still keep your same phone number. That's fine too. And honestly, if you need your phone number to come from Lexington, we can have that happen as well.
My phone number doesn't have to come from Lexington. They just give it the date. They it's like a service. So I get calls from like the scam call, and I don't know whether they answered or not.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So I want the customer to call my number.
Yes. We could put your phone number on Google, so that way people are calling you directly.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can have that also.
Okay.
So, did you, are you still with the other company, or did you let them go?
I'm assuming based off the holiday, that's going to be Monday for me to do that.
To let them go?
But, to let them go, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, well, what I can do is I can get you started today. We can set up a good appointment where we can get you with our onboarding team. They're going to ask you all the different questions of services, how we're going to get you on Google, and then what keywords you want to target. All right. We're going to start targeting the keywords for your services as well, but we need to make sure that we have everything in order so that way we can send that new address to that, or that new PIN verification to that address. Okay.
Now, here's the question I have for you. I got to understand
yes,
this a little bit. I've already got my website that I want to use. Now, these other companies have built like a mini website that links to my website. So there's two companies doing that. How do we get rid of all that and just have one?
So they have a mini website that links to your website? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like it's a little bitty thing that when you click on it, it'll come up, call, info, and then website.
On your website, that's on? It's a pop-up? Is that what you're saying?
They've got it. When you do Google, it comes up and it'll say call, you know, info, and then website. And when you hit the website, it'll take you to my website. I don't know
gotcha.
If it's normal or abnormal. I'm not for sure what you call it.
Let me look that up really quickly. I'm going to look it up on what you're talking about just so I can give you an accurate answer, okay? Let's see here really quickly. So, okay, so this is the wrong one. Okay. So, just trying to see it here so I can find it, and then I will be able to get it. So when you go to Google, you're saying.
And I'm like the third or fourth page on that pressure washing in Lexington.
Dixon, yeah.
Washington.
You are. I was looking at that. And that's only because, again, that's because you're doing SEO. So, like, as I was saying, when you wanted Lexington and you're telling me you're just doing SEO, I'm like, that doesn't even range that far out there. You have to do some actual Google advertising to do
The other thing that I've done, and I don't know, I've already started a Google ad. Put it in. Now, I want you all to go on and take over that. Can you do that?
Yeah, you would give us access to that stuff, and then we'll be able to tweak it and make it so that we get the best results.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I type in your name, I type in J&T Pressure Washing LLC, and then I type in Winchester, Kentucky, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I see your listing pops up. That's really good that you already have one. Now, when I go here on this listing, you have a button here that says website. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, they got like website. So that's a different one than, so if you hit that's my website.
Okay. But gotcha.
All the information that you see there is, the number and things are a connection. So it's not, my number is a 859 start number, and those are all different.
Interesting.
For my contract.
So what's your number? 859 what?
621-7419.
Yeah, they have 859-208-4108 on here.
Yeah.
And then you said your website is, this one on your website says 859-710-6203.
No, that's not. My website is got my number on it, the one that I had built.
Well, this is the website I'm looking at. Yeah, I see where you're getting. Yeah, I see where you're getting confused, because what number is what, and how are they supposed to get a hold of you?
Well, what it does is it calls a service, and that service links it to my number.
Right. So that way your number is not out on Google, basically, right?
I don't know. They want to record the call so they can say how much business I'm getting.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. That's pretty normal, to be honest. Yeah, that's, you know, that they do that. That way Google can track how many calls you're getting in.
Advertising group.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that is pretty normal, because it should, like you said, it should be able to put how many calls you're getting in, and then how many jobs are you creating from there. The problem is that you're just not getting the jobs you want, because they're not targeting the correct area. But that's because they didn't sell you the right package. They put you on something else, but you wanted something else. That's like, you want pasta for dinner, and they brought you pancakes.
What was that?
I said, they didn't put you on the right area. You're supposed to be in Lexington, marketing into Winchester.
Yeah.
So we can change that for you. I do have a question for you, though. This website that you have, who is it built by? Is it built by the people that you currently have, or was this your own that you have?
No, it's built by a group called Webbit.
Okay. So
they built it, and I run my accounting software through them.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering if it was the ones that are doing your marketing right now, but it's not, which is good. Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have any other further concerns that you want me to answer?
No.
Okay.
Now, what are we doing about the Google advertisement thing?
What do you mean? Can you explain, please?
The one that I've already set up. How do we want to do that?
That our team will take a look at it, and they'll probably either tweak it or they'll make it better for you.
Okay.
So that way you can get the you can get the best return on investment from that. Okay.
All right.
So, all right. Let me see here. I just need to make sure the notes. So Doug, I have your first name. What's your first name?
What?
What's your last name?
Jett, J-E-T-T.
J-E-A-T-T?
J-E-T-T.
J-E-T-T. Oh, Jett. Okay. And then let me see here. Email address? I don't see it on your website here. Let's see. Contact. Do you have an email address that I can put on file here for you?
J-T Pressure. Pressure88@gmail.com.
JT Pressure88@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your phone number is, I have here, it's 859-621-7419. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then are you central time zone or are you eastern?
Eastern.
Central?
Eastern.
Oh, eastern. Sorry about that. All right. And then so for the PIN verification, we're going to change that to the different address. Is that correct?
What was that?
For the Google PIN verification. We're going to change that to the different address, correct?
What different address?
For the Google PIN verification, we talked about that you wanted to change it to a Lexington address. Do you have an address there or no?
I don't have it with me. I'm about to get it for you.
Okay. I'll put it in the notes then. We're going to change the PIN verification on address. So then when we do our onboarding call, our team will take that, so then that way we send that out to Google, okay?
Okay.
Now, when that address, it has to be a physical location. It can't be a P.O. box. Google doesn't allow P.O. boxes, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then once that PIN verification comes in, you have to call us and let us know because we need that, so that way we can send it into Google. Okay. I'm just making sure you're aware. Okay. All right. So we're good there. Let me make a note here. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So we're done with that. That's good. Okay. Going down here. And then I had quoted you. Do you remember what I quoted you?
$100.
A what?
$100.
I quoted you $100?
Yeah.
I didn't quote you $100.
Huh?
No.
$249.
No. I had quoted you $499 and $300 of that's going to Google for your advertising. And then I broke it down for you that you're going to show up on two places on Google because we're going to put that PIN verification in Lexington, okay? And let me explain how this works. When you search Google, there's going to be a sponsorship. You're going to show there until your advertising dollars run out for the month, and then you won't show there anymore. You'll show on the next page within 30 to 45 days. Not the next page, but you go down a little bit. There's a map there. You'll start populating on that first page as well. So you're going to be showing in two places, okay, on Google. You'll be showing where the sponsorship is because we're going to be running some advertisements out for you. And you're going to be showing on that local SEO in Lexington. So that way you get the bigger job that you want, okay?
Okay.
Usually I charge, we charge a setup fee. So a $99 setup fee. I'm going to waive the setup fee today and it's just going to be $4.99 and that's what you'll just pay a month, okay? We'll take care of everything else for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that for you because I know that we've been trying to get this thing done for you.
I thought it was $300. I didn't think it was $4.99. I'm being on the serious side now.
No, the $300. So the $299 is a separate bundle that I had talked to you about, and that's including not the Google advertisements. That's including Facebook advertisements. So. And I had told you, you know, if you want to do Google advertisements, that's more expensive. So, I mean, we can do the Facebook if you want. We can still send that SEO package out to Lexington, and we can do a $299, and we can target Facebook ads as well out there if that's what you would like for a cheaper package.
All right. But what about I lost my train of thought. So on the Google ad, I've already set that up. So how come it's, you know, another $200 for that?
The Google ad, because you have to have an ad budget there. So we're allocating $300 to Google ads. Because it's pay per click. So every time somebody clicks on your ad there, you're going to pay Google whatever their price is for pressure washing in Lexington. So it could be anywhere from, let's say, 50 cents all the way to $10, right? And
I'm already doing that. They're already charging my card for that. I set that up. So I don't understand why I'm paying you guys.
You're going to pay us to manage all that stuff. So that, like, you would cancel that so we can manage it so you can get the absolute best results of that. We're going to target keywords.
So I can cancel what I'm...
Yeah, you can cancel that. Yeah, you can cancel that. We'll take care of that.
How do we do that?
Because
I've already set that up to be taken out of my account.
With Google?
Yeah.
You would just go into your back office with Google and you would cancel that. You would just say cancel payment and then they wouldn't charge your card anymore.
But how do I know that that advertisement's still going?
So you'll stop that advertisement. Okay. But when we take control of it, we will give you the stats on what's going on. You'll be able to track everything. We give you a tracking that you can see how good.
What I'm trying to understand is if you're taking care of the Google account, I've already got one set up, and they're taking money out of my account based off the click that people look at that.
Right. We fund that.
Okay, but how do I stop the account that I've already set up?
You would just go to your Google, how you set it up. You would go to the settings area, and you would go to billing with Google, and then you would say cancel payment. So that way that's not taking money out of your account anymore. And then we would take over your Google account so that...
Can you all get online with me and help me with that?
I personally don't know how to do that, but I can, when we do our onboarding team that takes control of all the Google and the Facebooks and everything, they know how to do that. That's their profession. They will help you with that too, get all that stuff situated for you.
Okay.
So let me ask you, do you want to do the $4.99 with the SEO package and the Google ads? Just want to do the $2.99 with the SEO and the Facebook ad?
Well, the thing is that Google ads, if you can enhance that and make that better, it's much easier for me to do it because I'll be paying $2.99 plus whatever I'm paying through Google.
You mean the Facebook? You mean the Facebook ads? If we can enhance the Facebook ad?
No, if you can enhance my Google.
Right.
Advertising.
Right.
And if
right.
you're all paying it, and I'm just paying you one fee, then.
Yeah. Okay. So it's $4.99. So we'll do the $4.99 then for the Google then, and you would just cancel your card out of there, and then we'll take control of that for you. And then,
like I said, yeah. I want to make sure that we do that together because I don't want to get double charged.
Right, right. No, you shouldn't be double charged. So when we set up our onboarding call, I'll let them know in the notes that, hey, you need help taking out your card in Google. So that way he doesn't get double charged and he's not paying for us to do the Google advertising and Google's charging him for Google advertising. That wouldn't make any sense to him. So I'm going to put it in my notes to make sure that they take that off so that way you don't get double charged, okay?
All right.
Okay. So, all right, let me see here. And you don't need a website. You already have one, and it looks amazing. So that's good.
Guess how many jobs I've got for my website?
How many?
Zero.
Oh, wow. How much do you pay for your website?
$39 a month.
Okay.
That's not big people.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's a tough price to beat, right?
Yeah.
So. Okay. I'm just making sure here that everything matches for you, okay?
All right.
Give me one sec, Doug. I'm just making sure I'm writing some notes down for the team here for you, so that way it's a smooth sailing for you as possible. I don't want them to, like I said, I don't want them to double charge you. So. So just making sure.
Is your dad meeting me? I'm heading that way where they want to meet me at. Alright, I'll head that way.
Alright, here. Okay. Alright, I got it all straightened out. Okay, I got you in the notes for that, okay, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay. So for today, what are we going to be using? Are we going to be using
cash?
Debit?
Cash.
So a debit card?
No, cash.
I need to either have a debit or a credit card because I can't take cash over the phone.
I'm messing with you.
I know. I was like, how are we doing this? You got me. You got me. It's Friday. You got to laugh about it.
All right.
So let me see here. I'm just making sure everything's good. How do I go with... Okay. All right. I am ready when you are. So is it going to be a credit card or a debit card?
What?
Is it going to be credit or debit?
Debit card.
Okay, and is Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, Visa. All right, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4717.
Okay.
8200.
Okay.
1031.
Okay.
4554.
Okay.
What do you need next?
Expiration date?
10/25.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
156.
156. Okay. And then, Doug, so we set up a security question here. So that way, if anybody's going to call you from Local Splash, they're going to ask you for that security answer, all right? So if we have a third party that tries to, like you said, scam you, and they don't ask you, hey, Doug, what's the security question to get into your Local Splash account? That is not us, all right? We protect you 100% here. So I got three questions. You can pick one of them. Either your pet's first name, where you were born, or your mother's maiden name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name. And then what's the name?
England, E-N-G-L-A-N-D.
G-L-E-N-D, right?
E-N-G-L-A-N-D.
Gotcha. A-L-N-D, England. Awesome. Okay, so I have that. All right. I got one more thing for you. I got two more things for you. We're going to do a voice verification just for protection as well. Like I said, that way you know what's going on. So before I do any type of process, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is we have you at a reduced discount rate. For protection for you, that will send you in writing with your invoice, okay? So you'll get an email after this with everything that's in here, invoice, terms and conditions, everything, okay? If you have any questions or you need to be clarified on anything like that, you say, hey, Charlie, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before the process is transferred, okay? Sounds good?
All right. Now, question on my Google ad. You're charging me $300 a month. What if it goes over $300?
For Google?
Yeah.
It won't. Ad. It doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't. So how it works is we put a threshold on there that says, hey, Google, we're only spending $300 a month here. And then they say, okay, so once that $300 is done, then they just wait and then they basically don't show that ad anymore and you just from the next month. So let's say today is June and you had ran out of your $300 on advertising, right? That resets the next month on July 1st. Does that make sense?
Okay. What if it goes under that?
Then your ad still...
What?
Then your ads continue to run.
Yeah, but if it's under that 300 threshold, is that money banked up and I can use it later, or is that just wasted?
Google doesn't... It never goes under, basically. People are always searching for your services where it's not going to go under because you're at the top, so people are clicking.
I'm not seeing my name at the top. How do I know how many Google clicks I'm getting? Is there something that you're going to show me a measurable to understand that?
Yes. We're going to set up a dashboard for you. You'll have all types of things in there, what your keyword searches are, where the locations of searches are coming from, how many clicks you're getting, And then if you want to change anything up, you can let us know and we can search up, you know, we can switch up the search words for you as well if you want to. But you'll be getting month to month a full breakdown of how well your ads are running and how well you're doing on populating on that map first page as well.
All right.
Sounds good? All right. I'm going to do the voice verification for you right now, okay? Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the services agreements with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
J&T Pressure Washing.
Awesome. Please state the name, your name, and title within the business.
Doug Jett, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. Are you authorized user of this billing account?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be visited with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. We just set that up. That's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay, back to this. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. I waived your initial payment. Oh, go ahead.
Is this contract month to month, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, so I waived your initial payment so you don't have one. It's just you're just paying your monthly fee of $4.99 a month. So it says, but the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th. Today is the 30th. In the amount of $4.99. This will be a recurring payment. Let me go back a little bit. So it says right here, your payment for the initial term and count setup will be charged today, June 30th, in a non-refundable amount of $4.99. That's just your monthly payment though, okay? Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand the agreement of these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, now that's done, I am going to go ahead and set you up with our onboarding team. Now, I know you are a busy man, Doug, but what does your schedule look like next week?
Can't we do it on Monday?
Let me see if we're open on Monday. Today's Friday, Saturday, Monday would be the 3rd. Let's see here. It looks like it. Okay, yeah. We can do it on Monday. My team will call you Monday. So what time is best for you Monday?
I've got an appointment at 10. So if they want to call me maybe 8 o'clock Monday morning, our time, but you probably won't be open then, will you?
Yeah, that's like 5 o'clock our time. We're not open that early. You got an appointment at 10. What are you doing after your appointment?
I don't have anything. You want to call me at like 12 my time?
12 your time would be 9 my time. That's fine. That's totally fine. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll do that. I'll have them call you at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard and 12 p.m. your time. And then I'm going to give you it's going to send you an email. So you're going to get a couple of emails. You're going to get a terms and service agreement. You need to sign that before you have the onboarding call, okay? There's a box at the bottom of there. You click the box, and then you sign your name and click submit. It's going to take you to a screen that has a login. You'll get that login about 3 to 7 days after your onboarding. We have to set up everything for you to get that, okay? But when you click over there, don't be like, you never gave me a login. We have to set that up for you after your onboarding, all right? So click terms and service. Make sure you agree to those. And then I'm going to send you another email. It's going to be a Google Calendar email. That's going to be basic. It's going to tell you what time we're going to have there. So that way you can have that reminder in your calendar as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Doug, I want to be the first one to say welcome to Local Splash. Welcome to the family. And we're going to get you in Lexington, okay?
I hope so, or they get canceled.
We have a 97% retention rate, so we're really good at what we do. So I'm glad you went with us, and you know we're excited to work with you as well. So we will see you. Go ahead.
I hope I'm not the 30%.
No, definitely not. So we will see you on Monday. My team will reach out to you and call you. Make sure you answer that. It's coming from an 877 number. And then I hope you have an amazing weekend, all right?
All right. Be good.
All right. See you later.
Yeah.